month of May is a reminder of many dark memories for the Pamiri ethnic minority and residents of the Gorno-Badakhshan Autonomous Oblast, GBAO, in Tajikistan. On the 14th of May 2022, there was a riot in Korog, the capital of GBAO, home to the Pamiris, a tribe with unsimilar ethnicity, language, religion and culture from the rest of the Tajiks. About 1,000 people gathered to peacefully demand the resignation of the regional leader, Alisher Mirzonabatov, affectionately called the Butcher of the Pamir, and the fair investigation into the death of Gulbuddin Zyobakov, a Pamiri resident, who was killed by security forces in November 2021. In response, the authorities delivered an ultimatum to these locals that if the demonstrators did not disperse by 16:00 hours on the 16th of May 2022, they would be dispersed and removed by force. As the 16th of May loomed, the authorities cut off the internet and mobile phone network in the entire region. Attacks by President Emomali Rahmon's security forces on civilians continued on the 17th of May 2022, with the reported constant use of tear gas grenades. On the 18th of May 2022, the Ministry of the Interior announced that it would carry out an anti-terrorist operations in Rushan district, where mobile, landline, and internet communication was subsequently cut. On the 22nd of May 2022, the regime executed the assassination of Mamadbakir Mamadbokirov, an influential local leader and a hero fighting against President Rahmon's authoritarian regime. Mamadbokir Mamadbokirov, known locally as Colonel Bokir, was shot dead by the government security forces. It was reported that Colonel Bokir went for a walk on the 22nd of May 2022, the day that he was killed. The murder of Colonel Bokir signaled the end of an era of independent and autonomous leadership in GBAO. Many Pamiris believe that their freedom of opinion, association, and religion will be disturbed and limited to what the regime wants to administer in GBAO. Currently, a lot of Pamiris are living abroad. The ongoing Pamiri diaspora is key to the region's future. The late Colonel Bokir shared these words with fellow comrades and community: "We won't give up our dignity or our autonomy."